Greetings, one and all, children of God, precious children of God. This is Pastor Bob, coming to you from our studios in the Parsonage in Arthur, Illinois. It's the House of Peace. Amen. And it is certainly a super day. It's a super cold day. It's some super snow out there. But we're going to bring a little super spirit to this Sabbath day that we all hunger for and anticipate and desire. So let's see what we can do about that. We have got the monks. They're all ready. They're having a super time. The monks from the Abbey of St. Ottilien in Germany are singing their Gregorian chant today. We've got the hot pink Super Bowl candle with us today, and we've got, ready for this? Oh man, sometimes it's just too good. Some days it's good, and then some days it's just too good. The rooibos and chamomile blended tea. Amen. Well, a really good devotion today, I think. I think you're going to like it. It's from Michael Casey's book, Balaam's Donkey. And today's devotion is called Highway. And then I've got a really special poem for you today, written by Walter Brueggemann, an amazing preacher and teacher, particularly of Old Testament. Opens the Old Testament up to us in a way that can make sense in these days and times. But he's got a poem today. I'll get to it in just a minute after our devotion. Let me know if you like it. But first, our devotion. It's called Highway. Let me have one more little sip here. So good. So good. Amen. Here's what Michael Casey says. It's called Highway. When Jesus referred to himself as the way, we must take the expression to mean that he was talking about a highway and not simply a boulevard. A boulevard may be very pleasant for sauntering, but it is necessarily aimless. A highway, on the other hand, has the objective of leading as directly as possible from one place to another. A highway is meant for purposeful traveling. It is an invitation to begin a journey. Jesus leads us deep into the mystery of God on condition that we follow him. This is not as easy as it may sound. Following Jesus means negotiating all those counterintuitive twists and turns that beset the would-be traveler from the world of space and time and move into the swirls of eternity. Let's repeat that. Following Jesus means negotiating with all the counterintuitive twists and turns that beset the would-be traveler from the world of space and time, moving into the swirls of eternity. We have the sense that we are constantly out of our league, forced to engage in matters that are beyond our competence. But we would be in even more trouble if the road on which we are traveling did not exist. The journey we are making is accomplished not by the steps of our feet, but by a changing of the dispositions of our heart. We have gradually to become new persons, more soft-hearted, more obliging, more non-judgmental, more non-assertive, and more non-reactive. Ready to live as Jesus lived when he was among us. This is a task that is accomplished not by introspection or naked willpower, but by doing the kind of things that Jesus did and commanded. If not clothing the naked and visiting the imprisoned, at least being thoughtful to those around us, responding to their needs and listening to their stories. It is not beyond possibility, but it does take an effort. That highway leads to eternal life. If we follow it to the end, we will be drawn into the infinite attractiveness of God. Already, in this life today, we will catch glimpses of what awaits us, glimpses that motivate us to keep walking, despite the doubts and difficulties that assail us as we go. And there is something else. Christ the highway leads to the discovery of God. Christ the highway leads to the discovery of God. This same road also leads us to a richer knowledge of ourselves. You see, in Christ, we see the potential of our nature, what we ourselves will become by grace. Created in Christ's image and likeness, we will discover our true and unique identity only by following Him, by adhering to His teaching, and by allowing ourselves to be drawn into ever deeper union with Him and through Him with God the Father. Amen. That's a wonderful devotion that deserves a second or third or maybe fourth or fifth listening today. Maybe that can be your halftime show. You turn the TV down and share that devotion with whoever you're with. And you might want to share this too. Walter Brueggemann wrote a great little book called Prayers for a Privileged People. That would be us, folks, in case you don't realize that. We are the privileged in this world. This poem is called Super Bowl Sunday. Super Bowl Sunday. The world of fast money and loud talk and much hype is upon us. We praise huge men whose names will linger only briefly. We will eat and drink, and gamble, and laugh, and cheer, and hiss, and marvel, and then we will yawn. We show up, most of us, for such a circus, and such an indulgence, loud clashing bodies, violence within rules, and money, and merchandise, and music. And you, today like every day, you govern and watch and summon. You're glad when there is joy in the earth, but you notice our liturgies of disregard and our litanies of selves made too big, our fascination with machismo power and lust for bodies and for big bucks. And around you gather today, as every day, elsewhere uninvited, but noticed acutely by you, those disabled and gone feeble, those alone and failed, those uninvited and shamed. And you, whose gift is more than super, overflowing, abundant, adequate, all-sufficient. The day of preoccupation with creature comforts writ large. We pause to be mindful of our creatureliness, our commonality with all that is small and vulnerable, exposed. You are creatures called to obedience and praise. Give us some distance from the noise today. Some reserve about the loud success of the day, so that we may remember that our life consists not in things we consume, but in neighbors we embrace. Be our good neighbor, that we may practice your neighborly generosity all through our needy neighborhood today. Amen. You may want to try that at halftime today. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the way that leads to the fullness of truth and a more abundant life. Give us the courage to follow this way, despite its challenges, and help us to guide and encourage those who make the journey with us. For you, Jesus, are our Lord and our King forever and ever. Amen.